Blue Prize, the Argentinian bread, trained by our good friend Ignacio Correas, prefers the name Nacho, so let's go with that. Nacho Correas, and a huge win for him. Nacho, he's with me now. Are you still on cloud nine, my friend?
No, I just get back to the ground. It took me a week, but it was good.
How special was that moment? Mike. Wow, how great was that?
It was very special. It's, you know, it's like you think that you have the right horse for the ride for that race, but then you have to, you know, she have to prove it. And, you know, it's very nice when that happens. You know, not easy to make that happen, you know, especially against those, you know, the rivals that she faced. So very, very happy.
Put me there with you at Santa Anita, Ignacio. And let's start with walking into the paddock before the race. You've done this a million times. You've been in the paddock for big races. But coming into a race like this, you have to feel like you've got the right horse. Put me there with you walking in, and then take me through the race watching it.
Well, I mean, I was pretty relaxed, believe it or not. You know, in the paddock, she was behaving great. I mean, she have done everything right the whole week. And through the race, I got a little bit worried. I think that she broke a step slow. And so we were for like probably 100 yards dead last. And then she catch up a little bit and she got behind Midnight Visu. And but I think that I start to, I was watching the race with a friend, and I was kind of worried until they get into the backstretch. And I think that she put herself, you know, behind Midnight Visu, but like, let's say, like, I think that she was 6-7 lengths of the lead. And she was in a great position. And I told my friend, well, now it's on her. You know, there's nothing else that he have done. You know, Joe have done everything right. Now, if he waits and he does, you know, it's going to be from the 3/8 who have the best horse. So after that, I watched the race, I don't know if it's easy, but I was more relaxed because I saw that the filly was in a good spot. So, you know, then you win or you get beat, but at least you know that you are in the right position at the right time. So, and then when she made that move and she took the lead, and I saw that Visu wasn't, you know, getting closer. I mean, it was incredible.
Well, as you know, we were handling the radio coverage of the races here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. And after the race, Kurt Becker and I were talking about the performance by Blue Prize, but the ride by Joe Bravo. And it was a very much a veteran ride. And he really gave her the perfect trip and got first run on Midnight Visu, because you knew she was going to be putting her run in. You knew she was going to come. And he got first jump on her, and that was all it took. That was really the key to victory, in my opinion. Do you agree?
No, I don't know if it was the key of the victory. I think that our plan was to make the move in the 3/8 and go.
Okay.
If they come with us, they come with us. If not, I mean, Joe was put the filly on a great spot, and I think that he rode Blue Prize. He didn't run right against Midnight Visu. He rode his race, and that was great. I mean, it was probably a better trip for us and for Midnight Visu, I don't know. It's not, we can only ride our horse. And that's what he did. I told him, forget about the other horses, you ride your horse. If we win, we win. If we lose, it's on me, but I want you to wait and make a move on the 3/8 and go. And that's what he did, and I think that was great. I mean, it was, a jump on her, I mean, that wasn't the intention. We stick to our plan, and, you know, it went well.
Yeah, it went perfectly.
We got lucky. So, but I think that the difference between this year and last year was that last year we put her on a spot that I don't think that was the best spot, you know, closer to the pace, and we went after Monomoy Girl because nobody, I mean, she was galloping on the lead, and that cost us probably the second place, you know. So, I mean, we got beat. We were the first ones that went after Monomoy Girl. And, you know, the first one always, you know, against good horses, the first one always bounce, you know. Not going to pass him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, even like that, she got beat a length and a half. I think that was a great performance. I mean, you know, we are talking about all, you know, great horses. You know, Wokat, Meet Nevisu, Melate, I don't know. Care, but I mean, I think that this performance, what it has is that, I mean, the last 60 days she got beat, you know, Elate, and then she beat Midnight Bisou and Dunbar Road, that is probably the champion 3-year-old filly. So I don't know how much more you need to ask for the horse.
Yeah, you know, she had a very similar pattern coming into the Breeders' Cup this year as she did last year. She won the Spinster last year, and then, as you just mentioned, ended up finishing right behind Midnight Bisou a year ago. Did you change anything up, Ignacio, or do anything differently from the Spinster to the Breeders' Cup this year as opposed to last year?
No. I mean, the only big change was that the Spinster of last year, she was like 5 or 6 off the pace, and she won. The Spinster of this year, she was dead last, and she won. And the Breeders' Cup, instead of being, you know, on the heat of the pace, she was 5, 6, 7 lengths of the pace. So I think that the thing that we watched the races, and we knew that the only way that we have to beat this kind of fillies is coming with a run in the last 3/8 and not going with them all the way around. So we went to that, back to that, that if you see when she won the Fall City last year, the year before, I mean, she did that. She came from off the pace, and all her good races were coming from a little bit off the pace. So we went back to that.
Talking with trainer.
It was the adjustment that we did.
Yeah.
I don't think that we changed much her training.
Talking with trainer Ignacio Correas here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, the trainer of Blue Prize, who went on to win the Breeders' Cup Distaff last Saturday at Santa Anita. Ignacio, this past Tuesday night at Fasig Tipton, she tops that sale, selling for $5 million. Watching her go through the ring after everything that the two of you have been through together, what was that like for you?
Well, it made me proud. For one thing, you know, the price that they paid for her. And it was bittersweet because, it's, you know, you don't get to spend 3 years with many horses in your life. You know, usually thoroughbreds, you know, they're, you know, they go to 5, 5.5. She's 6 years old. She has spent 3 and something years with us. So it's like, I don't know. She's dearly means. I mean, we still have her stall empty there. And I walk through the barn and you look in the stall every morning. But the difference is she's not there.
Yeah.
But I know that she have a great home. She's going to be, well, you know, they're going to take very good care of her, and that's what is important, you know. It's like, and hopefully she's a great mama, you know, and she produces horses like her for her new owner.
You know, Ignacio, when you look at your page on Equibase and you look at all the statistics and the greatest stakes wins, they list them all, but now it says Breeders' Cup Distaff winner, and it has Blue Prize's name next to it under your resume. For a trainer to win a race like this, you've had other big wins, but to win a race like this, what's it do for you and for your career moving forward?
I don't know. We'll see.
What do you hope it does?
Well, it hopes that, you know, I hope that I can still doing it, you know. That's what you hope, still getting, you know, good horses and, you know, try to still be in the big races or in the big races that those horses allowed you to go. But I don't really know how it's going to be. I mean, maybe it's a little easier to get those horses. I hope so. And you know, I don't know if I ever going to have a mare like her again. But, I mean, I was very lucky to have one. So I have no complaints. If I never have another one, at least I had her.
Yeah, very well said. Nacho Correas here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I'll tell you one other thing before I let you go, Ignacio. I sent a congratulatory note to Joe Bravo after the race, and Joe sent back, and the one thing he told me was, Blue Prize is a beast. And I'm sure you can agree with that.
Oh, yeah, she is a beast. And it's a beast that she gets along. He is a beast too. I mean, he always rides with such a heart that is very hard. He's a hard trying, you know, son of a gun, Joe. He always tries, and that's what I like the most about him. And I'm very happy that we both get that monkey of the back together.
Yeah, so,
we don't have to. We already did it, so might be easy to get it done a second time. And I'm very happy for him. Very, very, very happy. I think that he deserves it, you know, more than anyone.
Well, Ignacio, I'm happy for you too, my friend. Thank you for spending a little time with me this morning. I thought it only fitting that we make you our industry star of the week here on this Saturday morning. This segment is presented by Stuart Morris, who offers a boutique full-service bloodstock operation, but he sponsors this segment every week, and I couldn't think of anybody more fitting than Ignacio Correas to be our industry star of the week. So congratulations on that. Congratulations on the win in the distaff, and all the best moving forward. I'm looking forward to seeing the next Blue Prize.
Okay, me too. Thank you very much, Mike. It was a pleasure to be with you guys.
All right, you too, buddy. Ignacio Correas here.